If I told you there were people wading the Rio Grande River crossing the border, you might think they were crossing illegally. Here you can wade the river or take a rowboat, and it's perfectly legal because it's one of the most unique checkpoints on the country's southern border. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Rio Grande River has a length of about 1,900 miles. Terry Houghton knows the miles of that river well, near Big Bend National Park.
The Rio Grande starts in Colorado. However, Colorado keeps all the water by diverting it for their usage. New Mexico does the same thing in El Paso. So from El Paso to Presidio, 120 miles of the river is actually dry.
Terry is a guide for far-flung adventures, taking people on the river, usually by canoe. He says that in the Big Bend area, there's another source of water that helps keep up the flow.
There's a lot of springs, so the farther you go through the national park, the more water that you get.
In fact, there are hot springs along the Rio Grande in the eastern part of Big Bend National Park. You can still find the remnants of an old resort town that allowed early visitors to enjoy the hot water along the riverbanks. Near the hot springs is one of the most unique border crossings you'll find in the nation.
You walk through, you go down to the river, and then you pay $2.50 to get rowed across the river in a rowboat.
Or you can just wade across if the water level is low, which it often is. But this is far from a 24-hour border crossing.
However, the border crossing is only open Wednesday to Sunday, and you have to be back by 4 o'clock.
And while the Mexican town of Boquillas is a quaint little village to visit, it is a long ways from anything else on that side of the border.
Boquillas is at least 200 miles from the closest town in Mexico.
The border crossing is monitored much like any entry point between the countries, but the method of crossing and the hours of operation are certainly unique. Today, this area along the river looks like high desert, but the first European visitors reported a different landscape. What they found might surprise you, and it's next time as we travel the countryside on the U.S. side of the border near Boquillas, Mexico. I'm Andrew McRae.